You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
At the recent Labour Party conference in Liverpool, over 40 corporate and business leaders joined the RNIB Fringe panel event, where a dynamic panel of business and broadcast leaders showed how putting accessibility at the heart of their organisations delivered real benefits to everybody. The panel was chaired by Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant at ITV News, who was joined by panel speakers Samila Latif from Procter & Gamble, David Padmore from ITV, and Christopher Patno from Google. I'm delighted to say that Vidar joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to give a bit of an overview of the RNIB Fringe panel event at the Labour Party conference. Hello, Vidar, and firstly, what a great opportunity it must have been for the RNIB to be able to host this Fringe panel event at the Labour Party conference with you in the chair and with your panel guests showcasing the great work that ITV, Procter & Gamble and Google are doing around accessibility.
Well, it was a very informative and very important event, as you say, Toby, and I think largely because the panel, the three panelists who you mentioned in your introduction, all had some wonderful examples of all that they're doing to put accessibility and inclusion at the heart of their organisations. I was very flattered to be invited to chair the event, but the panel was so good that all I had to do was occasionally prompt with the odd question, because they engaged in a real conversation, picking up from each other, which is always great in that type of format. And in addition to hearing from the people on the stage, Samira and David and Chris, we also heard from members of the audience who asked questions, made observations, and hopefully went away, if they haven't already started to think about putting accessibility at the heart of their organizations, they went away thinking that they would like to do more and hopefully can follow up with RNIB along these lines.
Yeah, because I think we all know as blind and partially sighted people that putting accessibility at the heart of an organisation can really sort of deliver real benefits to everybody. And I wondered from maybe some of the questions from the people in the audience, whether you got the sense that they, I suppose, understood and acknowledged that this, you know, could happen.
I think people genuinely increasingly more, you know, across the board realize how important inclusion and accessibility is. And it's not rocket science, but of course, there are all sorts of reasons why perhaps it isn't happening as fast as some of us might like. But it was good to hear from the panel. And because of the way they spoke so enthusiastically about the benefits to individuals, to organizations, to companies of putting accessibility at the heart of what they do, I think that will hopefully have inspired people to think about going along similar lines. And, you know, it's not just good for individuals, it's good for society as a whole, basically, to have accessibility at the heart of what we do. We all want to be included, we all want to make the most of opportunities, whatever they are, and this is very much part and parcel of that overall theme.
And we know that there are various laws, standards and regulations around accessibility, but there are still gaps and issues around areas such as web accessibility, accessible packaging and access to technology. And I'm sure these were topics that must have come up during the panel event too.
Absolutely. All three of those subjects raised their heads, not surprisingly, during the conversation. And again, panel members spoke very enthusiastically about what they were doing to try and sort of combat any uninclusive activity in their organizations and highlighting the great strides they're making payment methods and advertising and packaging and things so much more accessible for people, for consumers generally. And hopefully people will have gone away from the audience that afternoon thinking, what can we do? Can we do more? Can we engage with RNIB? And I know that RNIB is very keen to reach out to any organization who wants to pursue this further.
Definitely. And Vidar, I know with your time at ITV and working on political panel discussion shows, I wondered, having hosted the RNIB Fringe panel event at the Labour Party conference, whether it took you back to those times and that buzz of producing a great political panel discussion.
Well, it was quite nostalgic, interestingly enough, Toby. It's interesting you raised that. When I used to be involved in that type of programming, it was very much as series producer, so I was very much behind the scenes. So it was different being in the hot seat and experiencing what the presenter had to go through during all those debates and discussions. And as I say, you're very much in the hands of how good or otherwise your panel are. And in this case, I couldn't have asked for a more engaging panel, and they did a great job and just made the hour whiz by all too quickly. And I think people were inspired, as I said earlier, to go away based on what people had said on the stage to do things that they could do around accessibility in their own companies.
And I think the overall final message of the RNIB Fringe panel event at the Labour Party conference is that, you know, I suppose putting accessibility at the heart of any modern forward-thinking society might filter through to maybe government and political policy, perhaps too.
Well, I think the idea, obviously, of having the fringe event at the Labour Party conference to highlight to any delegates and potentially any politicians, either at the event or afterwards, what could be done, get the conversation going over a drink or an informal bite to eat with companies, politicians, policy makers, get people talking about it, and hearing as well firsthand from consumers who'd like to obviously engage more with different organisations. The more that people make their companies and their organizations successful, the more that they will benefit from consumers of all kinds, particularly blind and partially sighted people. There are 320,000 blind and partially sighted people in the UK, as we know, Toby, 2 million people living with sight loss, and sadly, in 2025, not all of them have the opportunity to embrace accessibility across the board as much as we would like. So hopefully, in some small way, this will have helped that particular ambition and aspiration. And well done to the RNIB for putting on the event. And hopefully I, in my own small way, did it justice in terms of steering the discussion for an hour or so.
I'm sure you did. And thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and for a great insight and overview of the RNIB Fringe panel event at the Labour Party conference.
Thanks, Toby, and thanks to RNIB for asking me to chair the event.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.